All right, welcome back to the KaioCast. This is episode 15, where we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Super, episode 38. How did you like this one, dude?
Oh, I thought it was really good, actually.
Yeah? What did you like about it?
I don't know, the fact that there's finally somebody who's tough.
Well, we knew that he was pretty much the only reason, you know, for the whole tournament.
Well, no, we hoped.
I was pretty shocked when Frost wasn't that good.
I was, but I wasn't.
Yeah?
I mean, when it was revealed that, you know, he was sort of just like Frieza, I mean, it was alright.
Yeah, I mean, I know they just did it just for Vegeta so that Vegeta can get his kill against him, right? So it's like, hey, we didn't give him Frieza, but we'll give him someone like it's like Frieza.
You guys complained Vegeta didn't kill Frieza in the movie? Here you go.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you could have just literally given us Frieza's death in the actual movie from Vegeta. It would have been just as good. But, nope.
I think Frost might come back again.
Well, I think a lot of them are going to have some kind of a purpose. So, I actually have some cool stuff to talk about after we talk about this this episode review. About, like, the direction of what's going to be happening after Super. So, we'll go with the podcast. We'll start with this, with the episode review. I'll do it this time. What are you shuffling through?
What?
You're shuffling through something.
Oh, I was just pulling my table closer.
Okay. Yeah, you're cutting in and out. All right, so this week, episode 38. So we get to see Vegeta take on Hit. And Vegeta doesn't waste any time. He goes right into Super Saiyan Blue. And he's very confident, you know, that he thinks he could probably beat Hit. But it looks like Hit's basically got the upper hand because he has this ability that lets him leap through time by 0.1 seconds. So Vegeta's just basically going into it. And, you know, he's trying to land a hit on him and stuff. Land a hit on him, and he just can't do it. And so Hit just keeps hitting him with like a barrage of like kind of weak punches, but Vegeta can't respond to them because he's apparently too fast for him to see. Nobody can see him, not even Jacko. So Vegeta gets to a point where he's just getting beat up. He's getting hit in all these vital organs and stuff like that. And he gets back up, and at one point you see Vegeta just grabs his arm when he gets hit, and he's like, now you can't go anywhere. And then he punches him with a really hard punch, and that's it. And that's the end of Vegeta. I think he demorphs from Super Saiyan Blue into just normal black and black-haired Vegeta.
Yeah, he goes down.
Yeah, and then that's the end of that.
Fashion.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the old-school Cell stuff. So then that's that. And then we get the match that everybody knew was coming, the Goku versus Hit. And at this point, Goku already knows kind of a... They kind of just like, oh, how does he do this? And then someone's like, oh, it's Time Leap. I think it was, who said it? Was it Jacko?
Was the King of Space.
Okay, right. Yeah, and they're just like, yeah, you could time leap. So Goku now knows about it, and he's about to go fight, and then he's like, talking to Vegeta, he's like, any advice, you know, what I should do? And Vegeta's just like, do your best. And Goku's like, you know we're on the same team, right? And he's like, I know. It's like, okay there, Goku. So then Goku basically starts to fight against Hit, and he's like, Hit's like, what, you're not going to transform to your best stage? And he's like, no, he's like, I gotta, you know, save my endurance to fight you. So, essentially throughout the whole episode, Goku's just kind of like trying to fake him out by doing moves, I guess, that he wouldn't predict. And Hit still manages to either block his attacks or hit Goku a couple times. After that, Goku basically figures out a plan. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna think about where you're gonna hit me in 0.1 seconds ahead of the time. And he starts blocking. And then he lands a hit on Hit. So, and that's how the episode ends, and then he's like, haha, I've caught on to you, and Hit's all like, holy shit.
And then in the preview, it's clear Hit can stop time, because they used the same effect they did in JoJo, because it was only brief in the preview, but it has this black and white version of Goku, which is the same as in JoJo when they stop time, when Dio stops time. Like, the whole thing turns, like, black and gray, and I saw that in the preview, so we know Hit can stop time for longer than 0.1 seconds.
I actually didn't see that. That's cool. That's cool you picked that up. Wow, yeah, so he's Jeff and I were texting when we were watching, and it was like I figured that they were gonna pull some kind of JoJo stuff, because like he was saying, like, it's pretty influential for them as of recently, I believe. So,
well, I mean, Vegeta went down with a gut punch, so
yeah, that's you know what, like, I don't feel so bad about Vegeta losing, because to be honest, they, as much as I don't like how Toei's kind of handling a lot of this series right now, they're doing a pretty good job of at least trying to make the fans happy about Vegeta. Like, they really are. Like,
I don't like the fact that the King of Space was
holy
invisible at
shit, what's
some
going on with
time.
your audio?
Nothing.
Okay, can you like fix it? Cause like,
Can your internet stop being crap?
my internet's great. What are you talking about? Anyways, you're okay. I think you keep talking, huh?
Okay.
All right, I'll cut
Well,
the stuff out, I think.
it should have been Vegeta who figured out that the guy can stop time. Or jump time or whatever.
Yeah, because Vegeta's pretty much the logical one, right?
Not only that, but I mean, it would have been good to see, you know, Vegeta fights him, he loses, and then he's like, Goku, he can do this.
Yeah. We gotta start doing these fucking podcasts in person, man.
Yeah,
This
I
is
know,
getting
right?
bad. I brought the mic over to your house the other day and we didn't even do it. And I was like, ugh. Instead, we just decided to chill and we were like, no, we'll do it. We'll do it on Monday over the internet. And I was like, yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I agree. I think Vegeta should have been the one to find out about it. It would have been cooler. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, if I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler. I don't know if even you know this yet. I haven't even told you yet. But I can tell you guys the outcome of the world tournament if you guys want to hear it. If you don't, just skip ahead a bit. So I'm going to start the spoiler now.
I hope it wins. I want them to chase it through other dimensions.
He does not.
Lame.
So Goku does, according to a source, Goku does win. Okay, and apparently, after Goku wins, you don't even see Minaka fight or anything like that.
Well, no, it's clear. It was revealed that Minaka was there as a joke.
Yeah, well,
which I had pinned since the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not even 100% sure if it's like, I'd still say there's like a 10% chance that that's like a joke, right? And that he actually is still like really, really strong or whatever and like whatever. But I think you're right. I think he's completely useless. But he tanked a punch from Goku, though. So he's got to have something.
That's not fair. Krillin tanked a punch from Goku.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But still, that's like Goku at like a pretty, I don't know. Goku's a lot stronger than was when he was fought Krillin. Wait, was it in the beginning of the series? Oh yeah, he was like, Goku, punch me really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
That clearly went somewhere, didn't it?
Oh yeah, totally.
It's
so,
like Gohan.
Yeah, but Gohan, I'm going to get to Gohan. So then they're basically saying that after that happens, Champa's pissed and all this stuff. And I think he apparently tries to kill all of his members of Universe 6. So then you're going to tell that obviously some stuff's going to start happening, you know, maybe Cabe is going to join the good guy, join the Z-Warriors, and then, you know, Hit's obviously going to figure out something to get away. I think at least two or three of them will probably get killed, for sure. Like, Mugetta's going to die. And so is Boltamo.
I hope that Champa wipes out Universe 6 team. That'd be funny.
Yeah. And apparently, people seem to think that Hit is actually a god of destruction, or the former god of destruction.
Hit?
Yeah, from Universe 6.
I don't think he's that strong.
Because he was over 1,000 years old.
So?
I don't know. Like, I mean,
what about the Kais?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but still, he's got to be at least some kind of, like, a level of, like, deity level, you know? So.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So, anyways, the next arc, there was this thing going around about something called Super Saiyan White. So, white-haired Saiyans and stuff. And apparently,
Super Saiyan 5?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you could say it's Super Saiyan 5, but I don't think they're not gonna make that canon, obviously, right? So, it's gonna
no,
be its
no.
own thing. They don't want to give any more numbers, because if they give numbers, they're gonna make, this is ridiculous. It'll be like iPhone territory. It's like, oh, it's the iPhone 9. You know?
I remember rewatching the fight with Kabe, and I like how Vegeta, he looks at Kabe, and he's like, this is the latest iteration of Super Saiyan, and I just found that hilarious.
Yeah, that is pretty good. So, apparently the next stuff's all going to be about this white Super Saiyan kind of, like, iteration. So, who knows? Maybe they're going to find another Saiyan that they have to fight that actually is, like, worthy. But
maybe a real Super Saiyan god?
Maybe. I mean, I think this world, you know, this universe tournament was kind of just to show, like, all the characters. Because, like we've been saying, these characters are all going to have to basically be part of the show in some way. We know Hit's going to somehow be part of it. We know that Kaba and we know that Frost will probably have some kind of point. Mugetta and Botamo, absolutely not, though. So,
I hope there was a point to it at least. Well, we still get to see what Super Dragon Balls will end up being used
Jesus Christ, I'm so tired of hearing that thing cut in and out. Am I cutting out on your side?
A little bit, yeah.
God, what is going on? It's funny because it's only when we do podcasts. It's so stupid. Probably because like peak hours, Monday at like 8 o'clock at night, everybody's just like, oh, holy shit. You know what? Yeah, that might actually be a better idea. So for the next one, we'll do that. All right. So yeah, we'll end this episode out, and we're gonna be putting up another episode tonight about something related to Dragon Ball as well, because this one kind of got pretty shitty with the quality. We're gonna try to fix this situation. So what did you think of the episode? Would you give it a rating?
Out of 10, I'd give it a 7.5, an 8, yeah.
Really? This was probably my favorite episode so far. Well, I don't know, last week's was pretty good too.
But the thing is, Super has yet to wow me with anything.
Yeah, it's true, I agree. I mean, yeah. Jeff and I are watching the new JoJo, and even that is, like, more interesting than this. So, I've heard a lot of people are kind of unsatisfied with Super so far.
So. It's so different than, like, Z, or even I was talking to Sean, and I'm like, man, Z was better than this. The original Dragon Ball was more gritty, and I it doesn't have to be gritty, but I mean, there's just this big, underwhelming lack of a threat.
Yeah. It just feels like there's no soul to it.
Exactly. There's no threat, there's no conflict, there's nothing. It's just our characters that have been reduced to caricatures doing nothing.
Yeah. And we all know Goku was going to be the one who took on Hit in the end. We all know that, you know, it's just like, I don't know, like, I know Toriyama's not happy with the way things are going as well, so.
I hate how Vegeta doesn't have his attitude. I hate how dumb Goku is now. I hate how reserved Piccolo is now. Piccolo used to be, you know, a lot more badass than he is now.
Yeah.
Krillin used to care. I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, the whole cast is just kind of like, whatever. It's just all about Super Saiyan Blue and Goku and Vegeta. And that's fine, but it's just... Make it, like, interesting and make it cool. And I'll be honest, there was a couple of scenes in the new episode, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. There was one scene of Hit, and it was animated or drawn so well. And I was like, wow, that almost kind of looks like old school, like, Dragon Ball Z, right? And then the rest of the episode was, like... Go back and watch it. There are so many terrible scenes that are animated. It's just like, it really breaks the fourth wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it breaks the immersion. It really takes you out of it.
Yeah, it's just, it's terrible because, like, even Hit as a villain, like, okay, unless he has some really cool, like, transformation next week or something, he's very lame looking.
Well, he is, though. I mean, like, Saiyan Form Cell blows Hit out of the water.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Anyways, we better end this because you're cracking up on my side like crazy. So, anyways, so you gave it a 7 out of 10. I'm going to probably give it about an 8, 8.5. Animation could have been better, but much better. Yeah, so. All right, guys, thanks for putting through with this this shitty quality of audio again. We'll fix it in the next one. And yeah, and stay tuned for our JoJo podcast, which we will be putting up probably either tonight or tomorrow. So if you like JoJo, season 3 and 4, we're going to be talking about that. If Jeff talks about anything else, I want you guys to send him hate mail. Or I want you to send him angry tweets on Twitter. Because I told him, do not deviate from season 3 and 4.
I'll probably do talk a bit about season 1 and 2, though.
That's fine. That's fine. Just don't go into depth. But yeah. So we're thinking, what are we thinking about calling it again? Bizarrecast?
Bizarrecast?
Yeah.
I wanted to call it Podcast is Unbreakable.
Yeah, whatever.
It's called PU for short.
PU, yeah. So look for that on the on your podcasting service of choice, and we'll also talk about it in the next episode. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.